Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Kern. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horta moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Hendrick reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Dent moves to third. Downing moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Orta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Spikes reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. There goes May. The throw from Ashby and May is out. There goes Henderson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 1 in the game. Carty takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing third base. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Osteen covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May is walked intentionally. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis pinch hits for Alan Ashby. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Jack Broimer. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Ellis moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ellis trying to get to home. Nyman throws the ball into Downing, who tags Ellis, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Ellis now catching. Ed Crosby now playing second base. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-4 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dent bunts in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Muser moves to second. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Nyman trying to get to home. Hendrick throws the ball into Crosby, who relays the ball to Ellis, who tags Nyman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spikes bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardi moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardi moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ellis is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ed Crosby. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Forster. Coluccio fumbles the ball. That's an error on Coluccio. Cardi scores. Ellis goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.